Welcome to episode 46 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we'll talk about getting ready for delivery of your Tesla, how to know the status of your order even before Tesla calls or texts you, and we'll start our new segment, And Now, a Word from Another Listener. It's official, everybody. Mitty lives! Mitty lives! M-I-D-D-Y, the Model Y. We'll be taking delivery July 16th at 9 a.m. Long range, all-wheel drive, midnight silver metallic with Gemini wheels, full self-drive, white interior, Model Y. I'm not getting the tow hitch yet, but that's always an option. And there may be a time, maybe I get a small RV at some time. We'll share details on contactless delivery in our next episode after we take delivery. I'm sure that's going to be interesting to a lot of people. You know, it's been 1 year, 3 months, and 27 days since I put down $2,500 on my Model Y. We ended up waiting for white interior. Now, lots of Model Y orders with white interior are shipping right now. I've seen them showing up on Facebook, Twitter, and even at our local service center in Chesterfield, Missouri. And yes, I'm stopping by the service center daily to get my first glimpse of Mitty the Model Y, just like I did Mitty the Model 3. So what do you need to do to get ready for your delivery? First of all, let's talk accessories. Oh, this is a long list. Screen protector. The size is the same for Model 3 or Model Y, so you can buy a Model 3 screen protector and it will fit without a problem. One thing I notice about screen protectors these days as opposed to 2 years ago, most of them are a tempered glass style. You have to be careful with putting those on. You can't bend it much. You will crack it and ruin it. I like to have things like this now installed by a local detailing company. The one that I put in Mitty was a flexible film. It was a lot easier for me to install. For the Model Y, I'm going to have a local detailing company put it in. Talk about center console next. Again, 3 and Y, same size. We all know that the shiny piano look for most people, they don't like it. And it's a scratch and fingerprint magnet. I installed my own center console film protection, and it turned out okay, I guess, but had a little bit of fuzz underneath it from my microfiber towel and a few little bubbles. So for the Model Y, I am definitely having a detailing company put that in. I want it to look pristine. You can pick any kind of protection you want. There is white color now. There is, of course, the clear that I use so I can keep that shiny piano look. I am a piano player. I love it. You can also pick wood, carbon fiber, a number of different styles, matte finish, and you pick the one that you like the best. All-weather floor mats. Now here's where things start changing. First of all, Tesla doesn't sell any for the Model Y, and they are a different size. You do not want to put in Model 3 mats into a Model Y. It could jam the go pedal, the accelerator pedal. Also, the trunk and frunk mats are different sizes. And at this time, Tesla doesn't make any. You know, that was one of the first things I bought when I got my order for my Model 3 in and they started offering some accessories. I had them down in my basement and I'd go down there and just dream about my Model 3. Roof sunshade. This is also a different size. Now it's one piece. There's not two pieces. And Tesla, again, isn't currently selling one. You can find different manufacturers that sell these. White interior. If you're buying a Model Y with white interior, make sure that you've got some 70% isopropyl alcohol wipes available. Anytime that you get something on the white interior, quickly use one of those wipes. It'll come up very nice and clean. That's what I'm counting on to keep my white interior looking fresh. Something I never hear anybody talk about, lens cleaners for the cameras. You can get these anywhere. You can get them from Office Depot, Office Max, just about anywhere. And they're just the simple ones, nothing fancy. Keep your cameras clean on the outside of your car. This way, FSD, even basic autopilot, will function at its best. So those are the accessories to get ready for your delivery. Let's move on to exterior. PPF, paint protection film. Now this can be expensive and you'll want it installed professionally. Now what does it do? It'll protect the paint from scratches, from bird droppings, anything environmental. Also, if something hits your car, it's not necessarily going to prevent the ding, but it will prevent the mark on the paint, like a rock chip or debris from the road. Ceramic coating is also to be considered, and sometimes people will use these together or in some kind of combination. For example, PPF can be pretty expensive. Some people will just put it on the front bumper and maybe on the hood, and then use ceramic coating for the entire car. I don't see any problem, and I think it's a good idea, even with PPF, to put a ceramic coating on top. Some paint protection film doesn't necessarily prevent adhesion of environmental factors, and it can leave your car looking dirty and hazy. Using those together may be a good idea. Ceramic coatings also, more than likely, you're going to want that installed professionally, because there's some prep work that has to be done before the ceramic coating is applied. Front license plate. There's several types: the Law, the Bandit, Snap Plate, Show and Go, and the free one Tesla gives you that sticks to the front bumper. Unless you're sure that that's always going to be there and you're okay with the aesthetics of the look, I wouldn't have Tesla stick that onto your brand new Model Y. I would choose to leave it off. And at first, you're not going to have a license plate to have to put on front. This gives you time to research your options and see how you want to deal with the front license plate. I also know of other people that just never bother with it. They bring it along and they have it in their car. If they get pulled over because of that, they let the officer know, "I'm sorry, I'll go ahead and get it mounted soon." And usually they get off with a warning. But don't count on that. Now that we're done with exterior, let's talk about other things you want to do getting ready for your delivery, like print off a delivery checklist. My favorite is the one at this website, github.github.com/mykeln/Tesla Prep. If you want, send me an email to lifewithmitty@gmail.com. I'll send you this link. This gives you a comprehensive list of things to check, either if you're taking delivery of a Model 3 or a Model Y. And it is comprehensive. I looked at the list and it is great. I can't wait to use this. Some of the other things you want to do: install the Tesla app on your smartphone. Use the username and password you used when ordering the car. That way you'll have that ready to go. I can't imagine that isn't going to play a role in the contactless delivery. We'll soon see. You'll want to buy a USB drive or SSD drive for Sentry Mode and dash cam. If you send me an email to lifewithmitty@gmail.com, I'll be happy to send you details on what to buy. The very same things that I bought for my Model Y. Cheap USB drives will not work long, as the car is now riding no less than 4 video streams constantly at the same time. Cheap USB drives, forget them. You're going to burn them up quickly, and they may not even be fast enough. You'll need something that is rated for high endurance. And the products I will be outlining on my email to you will be exactly that. You'll need to think about where to charge, and are you going to add a charging port in your garage or carport? Please listen to episode 40 with daily charging habits, which covers some different scenarios, but here's a few thoughts. My first choice and my recommendation is a Tesla wall connector installed by a professional. Simple, easy. Now, it does require that you're going to need 200-amp service available in your house and that you own your house and you can make those changes. You could even go cheaper with using your UMC connector with a 1450 plug that is placed in your garage. That's another option you have. I don't really like this option because you end up using the UMC every single day and there's wear and tear, plugging and unplugging and all of that. I like keeping my UMC for travel. You could also go with some third-party charging port that uses a J1772 plug. You will then have to have that adapter to be able to hook between the charge port on your car and the charging port you installed. Your choice as to what you want to do. Again, I love my Tesla wall connector. Very convenient. It just plugs in. It just works. And 45 miles of range per hour of charge. One of the other things you're going to have happen while you're getting ready for delivery is you'll get a call from a Tesla advisor. While you're on the call with them, make sure that the appointment date and time is correct and that if they give you a new date and time, that works for you. Now, you're supposed to take delivery within 3 days. If they move the date on you, I think all bets are off. I think within 3 days of where they want to move it would be as far as you could go. You'll also want to review your financing with the advisor. If you took a loan from Tesla, you should be good to go. Just double check, make sure that's all in place. If not, if you're going to use a third party, like a bank or a credit union, make sure you have the check with you made out to Tesla. Paying from your checking or savings account. Obviously, you've selected pay cash and you're going to pay the whole amount that day. Tesla is starting to use Plaid. Okay, that's a joke. The service is really called Plaid, not Plaid Mode. This company allows Tesla to access your bank account and be able to do an electronic transfer. This is contactless. I would suggest doing it the same day, yet make sure you can log in to your bank or credit union site. Make sure that your login is working. You can also, on your order page, select Add Bank Account and Pay, but not take it all the way through. Click that button, then select Get Started. Plaid will show you a list of banks and credit unions. Pick yours. If it's not there, you're not going to be able to do this. Select your bank or credit union. Put in your username and password for that bank. Plaid will not see these characters being entered. And then after that occurs, Plaid will display your checking and savings account for that institution. You know that you can get to your account and you'll be able to see your balance. You'll be ready for delivery day. Now make sure you can do this from your phone if you want to wait until you inspect the car. And if you can't do that, then unfortunately you will have to the morning of delivery before you see the car, you'll have to put it in on your home computer. One final thing to review with the Tesla advisor is whether you want the stick-on front license plate to be installed or not. And if you don't, make sure you're very explicit. Do not install the front license plate mounting. Coming up next, how to know the status of your order even before Tesla calls or texts you. Several steps here to make this easy. Step one is to log on to Tesla.com, click on Tesla account in the upper right. Now click Manage for your car's order. When that displays, look below the RN number on the right side of the page. If you see a VIN number displayed underneath it, you have a car coming soon! Once this happens, click on the three horizontal lines in the upper right and select Support. Monday through Friday, you'll see a prompt for chat on the screen. Share your RN number and ask for status on your order. You'll likely get back that your car is in transit and be given a tentative delivery date. If you don't get that, ask for it. then be watching for a text message on your phone. This could take a week or more to tell you your car is on its way to the service center you chose. A link to schedule your delivery appointment will appear, and you'll be asked to select your appointment date and time by that afternoon. And it'll say something like this: "We now offer a touchless delivery experience. Check in, complete documents on your own in your Model Y, watch tutorials on the touchscreen, and drive." Coming up next, a new segment called, "And Now, a Word from Another Listener." I got a great idea for a new segment from a good friend of mine. Craig from St. Louis, Missouri is not just a frequent listener, but he's the guy that gave me this idea. We've been on road trips together, as well as have learned more about our Teslas from each other's experiences. And when one of us gets a software update, we know the others is not far away. So thank you, Craig, for Plan to Save for Your Tesla. Know that this can and most likely will be different for everyone, but this plan is the basics of how I saved for my Model 3. If you're not saving money today and just thinking about other necessities, other long-term goals that you may have can help you to get a start, even if it's not for a Tesla. It feels good to save money, so it's good for the mind and body. First of all, get a picture of your goal, and in this case, hopefully it's a Tesla. Print it, pin it, or tape it around your desk. So daily you're focused on the goal. Plus, you'll smile much more thinking about it while you're looking at it daily. If you're working from home, frame it. Create a budget. I would make a simple spreadsheet. Have a column for week or bi-weekly or month, as I had. And another column for total saved. However, it's up to you. You're the boss. Keep in mind, breaking it down does make it easier. For example, $125 per week, $250 bi-weekly, or saving $500 a month equals $6,000 a year. Now, based on your income and how much you want to put down for your down payment will be up to you. I personally was motivated to save $1,000 a month for 24 months. If you currently have a car payment, it will make you focus on a tighter budget. But then again, it's up to you. Some saving is always better than no saving. You have nothing to lose when you save money. When do you want your Tesla? I remember when the Model 3 was unveiled in March of 2016, and then, fast-forwarding 2 years later, time went by fast. Don't get discouraged that you can't have your Tesla today. Besides, waiting is always good, as prices tend to be less and technology gets better. So you'll know FSD and battery technology will be better in the future. You'll get those improvements. So waiting isn't a bad thing. Plus, you can manage other expenses, as to trade in your old car or selling it outright, as I did. It takes planning. I made a call to my insurance agent to get an idea of insurance cost. I researched selling my BMW 5 Series. So when it came time to sell, I was ready to go. I also planned on charging solutions. I called the recommended electrician Tesla's website listed for my area. I got a couple of quotes to make sure and had mine installed a few months before getting the car. Also, in my planning and saving, I wanted to have money to protect my car with ceramic coating and clear auto bra. Now, these things are subjective to you and how long you want to keep your car and how you feel about protecting your investment. Remember, you're the boss, it's up to you, and that's the beauty of it. At the end of the day, even if getting a Tesla isn't right at this time, whether it's new or now getting a used one, you will be hopefully saving money for your future. I wish you the best of luck. Happy planning, saving, and motoring. And thank you, Craig, for contributing to this week's episode. That's it. Thanks for listening, and always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time when I have my Model Y.